当你来到人群当中的时候，你会用平安的话语来祝福他们。
As you come upon men, that you would greet them with a message of peace.
今天我们就邀请平安之主来到我们的心中。
Today we ask for the Prince of Peace to come into our hearts.
来到我们的当中。
To come into our midst.
帮助我们把一切的忧虑、烦恼、惧怕都卸在你的面前。
So that we can shed all our fears and worries and anxiety in front of you.
让平安的主在我们心中掌权。
So the Lord of Peace may guard our hearts.
在我们的教会当中掌权。
To be king in our church.
让我们一起来经历你所应许的那一个出人意外的平安。
So that we can all experience the peace that surpasses all understanding.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
这是我们今天读的经文的第一句话。
This is the first sentence of the passage we read.
应当一无挂虑。
Do not be anxious about anything.
应当一无挂虑。
Do not be anxious about anything.
不要为任何一件事情忧愁烦恼。
Don't be anxious because of anything and worry about anything.
这是很清楚的一句话。
It's a very clear sentence.
同时也是一个很绝对的一句话。
It's also a very absolute message.
但是我们要问一无挂虑真的是可能的吗？
But we have to ask, is it really possible to be do not anxious about anything?
我们真的心里面一点的忧虑都没有吗？
Is it really true that there is nothing in us that worries us?
我们真的可以在凡事上都经历那种平安的一种的状态吗？
Can we really truly experience peace among anything?
到了一定的年龄，身体就出问题了。
As we have reached a certain age, we will have problems in our physical body.
看过医生之后，
After seeing the doctor,
医生打电话给我们，
The doctors call us.
哦，你明天马上来我的办公室。
Immediately you should come to my office tomorrow.
这一晚上你会心中有平安吗？
Do you have peace tonight?
在你不知道你的身体的状况之前，你心中的状态会是怎样？
When you don't know the physical conditions of your body,
夫妻在一起生活几十年，
A couple may live together for decades.
常常因为一些事情就会发生争吵。
There will be times we will quarrel.
吵得她不开心，我自己也不开心。
She will be unhappy and I will be unhappy.
这个时候你怎么能够让心中有那一个一无挂虑充满平安的状态？
Can you have the condition that you have peace and do not be anxious about anything?
看着我们的孩子一天天的成长。
As we see our children grow up day by day.
我们以为我们很了解我们的孩子。
We think we understand them.
但突然有一天他们讲出的话，他们所做出的事，让我们发觉好像我们根本就不认识他们一样。
But one day, whatever they say or act will make us realize that we actually don't really understand.
我们以为这些孩子们应该没有什么忧愁的呀。
We think that these children should really have no worries.
他们是在好像糖水里泡大的一样，我们给他们创造了最好的条件成长，他们有什么忧虑呢？
We have created the best conditions for them to grow up, so what do they have to worry?
他们想去哪里我们就带他们去哪里。
Wherever they want to go, we take them.
我们给他们预备最好的食物。
We prepare the best foods for them.
给他们预备最好的教育条件。
The best education opportunities.
怎么有一天这些孩子来到我们面前，发觉他们里面有很多的挣扎，很多的难处呢？
How come that we will find that they have all kinds of challenges and struggles inside them one day?
当我们面临这些事情的时候，我们真能做到一无挂虑吗？
When we face all these things, can we be anxious about nothing?
台湾下个月就要大选了。
There's going to be a big election in Taiwan next month.
我看新闻一大堆乱糟糟的事情。
When I watch the news, there are a lot of confusion, chaos.
香港从今年的3月31号第一次的这个组织这个大游行，到现在已经七八个月过去了。
It's been 7 or 8 months for Hong Kong since March 31st when they have the first strike.
前面的道路怎样去走，怎样去解决这些问题？
How are they going to go resolve the problem in front of them?
在美国从3年前川普总统当选之后就一直没有停过。
And also starting some 3 years ago after President Trump was elected, we have not stopped.
在美国发生这些政治的斗争真的就像看连续剧一样。
As we look at these political struggles, it's like watching a drama on TV.
这些事情让我们看到这个各种的社会当充满了各种的分裂，各种的敌对和争斗。
We have seen all kinds of divisions and adversarial relationships in society.
这种社会的大环境也会带入到我们的教会当中。
And that kind of environment in our society in general can be brought into our home and our church.
因为弟兄姐妹对于不同的政治的观念的看法的不同，会产生一些的不同和分歧。
And sometimes we will have the differences between brothers and sisters as we have different political views.
甚至这些东西会带入到我们的家庭，夫妻之间，我们 年长一点的跟年轻一点的这些年轻人的看法不同，会引起一些的争论。
And then even then it will be, can be brought into our families as the younger generation and older generation, they have different viewpoints.
我们这一群的弟兄姐妹真是蒙神的怜悯组成一个新的教会。
Our brothers and sisters here have received God's mercy that we can form this new church.
是因着神的呼召，因为神的恩待，我们聚在一起，一起来服侍主的。
Because of God's calling that we gather together to serve Him together.
但有的时候一件事情做得不对。
But sometimes when we did something quite, not quite right,
一句话讲得不合适。
Or one sentence we didn't utter quite appropriately.
引起了弟兄姐妹之间、同工之间的一些的矛盾冲突。
And then we would lead to struggles or conflicts among co-workers.
本该我们在主的爱当中互相的认罪、互相的原谅。
We should be forgiving one another in Christ.
但常常有时这些事情没有那么容易过去的。
But sometimes those things cannot be passed away easily.
在我们的心中都藏着一些负面的、不好的情绪在那里。
And then we have harbored these negative thoughts in us.
真的我们能做到一无挂虑吗？
Can we really be anxious about nothing?
我们真的能够在凡事上经历神所应许的那个平安吗？
Can we really experience God's peace in everything?
从暑假开始，我们就给我的父母办这个到美国的签证。
Since summer, I've been arranging for the visas for my parents.
所有材料都预备好了。
I prepare all the documents.
封好，用信寄回国内。
I have sent them back to China.
一次寄收不到。
One time they didn't receive it.
等了一星期，又等一星期，还是没收到。
And then wait another week or two, still they have not received it.
啊，我们说时间还久，再寄一次，又寄一次。
So then we said, okay, we still have plenty of time. Let me mail it one more time.
结果过了几个星期，还是收不到。
And then after a few weeks, they still have not received it.
时间一点点靠近了。
And then as the time gets closer,
我们的心中真能够保持那种一无挂虑、毫无平安的状态。
Can we truly be anxious about nothing?
大家可能很熟悉这个手机上的软件。
You may be familiar with this app on your cell phone.
这是现在全世界被人用的最多的一个圣经软件。
This is the most popular Bible app.
叫 YouVersion.
Okay, called YouVersion.
那现在全世界不光美国人，全世界的人大概超过四亿的人在使用这个圣经软件。
There are about 400 million people using this particular app.
上面几百种的语言的圣经都可以找到。
You can find many, many different languages for this app.
那在今年，他们就统计了一下，就是说，在这过去一年当中，最受欢迎的一句圣经经文是什么？
And then in the last year, they've been trying to survey what is the most popular Bible verse.
被人引用最多。这个到上面去 search 去查找最多的一句经文是哪句话？
Most quoted, most studied, most searched.
就是我们今天读的这段经文的第一句话。
And that will be the first sentence of the passage you read today.
应当一无挂虑。
Do not be anxious about anything.
只要凡事借着祷告祈求感谢。
But in everything by prayer and petition and thanksgiving.
将你所要的告诉神。
Present your request to God.
看来这个时代很多的人心中都需要这样神所应许的那份平安。
Many people in this generation really need that peace from God.
而且感谢主，当人心中缺少这份平安的时候，他们知道去到圣经里面去寻找答案。
And then we praise the Lord that when people realize that they lack that peace, they know that they need to go to that to the source of peace of God.
现在的社会如此的发达。
We have a very well advanced society.
科技如此的进步。
Technologically advanced,
但不等于说生活在这个时代里的人心中就会自然而然的多了一些的平安。
That doesn't mean that we would have peace naturally.
我们再来看看古代人如何呢？
And we look at people in the ancient times.
这是我们今天能够找到的最早的圣经经文的记录。
This is the earliest manuscript that we could find.
这是1979年人们在耶路撒冷城西在挖掘的时候挖掘的一批的银片。
This is what they found in 1979 in West Jerusalem.
这些考古学家考察呢，这些银片应该是公元前六世纪的遗留下来的文物。
The archaeologists realized that this is about in the 6th century BC.
距现在有2600年以上的时间。
Has been for 2600 years.
是在以色列人被掳到巴比伦之前就已经记录在那里的圣经经文的记录。
And this has been recorded before they were captured to Babylon.
那你如果今天去圣经博物馆的话，可以看到这个文物的那个照片在上面。
You can see a photo of that in the Bible Museum.
那这个经文是什么经文呢？
What is that passage?
这个经文就是民数记第六章二十四节到二十六节的经文。
And that's number 6:24-26.
这里呢，就是神吩咐摩西告诉亚伦这个大祭司祝福以色列人的话。
And that's what Moses told Aaron the high priest and how he should be blessing the Israelites.
以色列人直到今天为止也是这样，每一个星期五的晚上，他们的父母都会用这些话祝福他们的家人。
And they've been keeping the tradition since today, and they would be the parents we blessing children on Friday nights.
愿耶和华赐福你。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华向你光脸光照你。
The Lord make His face shine upon you.
赐恩给你。
And be gracious to you.
耶和华向你仰脸赐你平安。
The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace.
所以他们遵照神的吩咐，把这些话记在银片上面。
According to God's command, they have been recording this message.
卷成一个小卷。
And they would turn it, roll it up into a scroll.
装在一些小盒子里面。
And put it into a little box.
然后把这些盒子呢，可以系在额头。
And then they would put it on the foreheads.
挂在镜像上。
Or hanging on the necks.
留作纪念。
To remember it.
让这些话呢，能够常常提醒他们。
So that these words would constantly remind them.
耶和华是愿意赐福给我们，让我们经历平安的神。
That the God is one who is willing to bless us and give us peace.
也提醒我们，神是那个平安的源头，让我们能够从神那里领受真正的平安。
And we remind us that God is the true source of peace.
所以我们看下来，无论是古代还是现代。
So then we see that not only in the current generation, but in older generations.
无论是以色列人还是什么国家的人。
Doesn't matter whether it's Israelites or Gentiles.
不管你是年长的还是年轻的。
Old or young.
我们心中都有一个共同的需要
We have this common need
就是要平安
We need peace
那今天的经文就是告诉我们得平安的那条路在哪里
Today's passage is telling us the way to achieve peace
心中有忧虑有担心的这些人我们的出路在哪里
Where is the exit if we have anxious anxiety in us
我们怎样才能够得到神所应许那个一无挂虑的状态。
How can we be anxious about nothing?
所以第一个保罗就告诉我们说，怎么能够得到神所讲的那个平安。
So the first thing that Paul tells us is how to have that peace.
第一个，我们看我们要向神直接去祈求。
First, we need to ask.
就是第六节告诉我们的。
And that's verse 6.
把你想要的告诉神。
That you need to tell God what you need.
简单吧。
Is it simple?
我们都可以做吗?
Can we all do it?
不要跟神绕弯子。
Don't kind of go in a roundabout way with God.
你想要啥就直接告诉神。
If you need something, just ask God.
你丈夫生病了。
If your husband is sick,
可能病得很重。
Maybe you have a big illness.
你心里盼望他早得医治。
You hope that he will be cured quickly.
直接告诉神吗?
Then you should directly tell God.
直接跟神讲神你医治他。
You ask God to cure him.
直接来到神的面前。向神去祈求
Directly go in front of God and ask God.
如果在你祷告的时候
When you're praying,
上帝就站在你的面前
If God is standing in front of you,
你到底想从上帝那里求什么
What are you going to ask from him?
你就直接对他讲吧
You should directly talk to him.
这个神是无所不知的神啊
This is a God that knows everything.
他知道你所经历的一切
He knows everything that you're going through.
他也知道你心中那个盼望渴望是什么呀
He also knows what your heart wants.
不仅如此
Not only that,
他又是掌管宇宙万物的神
He is the creator of the entire universe.
他是一个创造着一切的
He created everything.
他能够改变一切的
He can change everything.
他能够成就所有的事情
He can achieve anything.
更重要的是他是爱我们的天父
More importantly, he is the heavenly father that loves us.
他比地上的父亲不同的地方在哪里
What is the difference between him and the earthly father?
地上我们做父母的有所不能啊
There are things that we could not do as parents on earth.
我们可能很爱我们的儿女
We love our children.
但是当他们遇到难处的时候常常我们也觉得自己无能为力啊
But when they encounter difficulty, sometimes we feel that we are powerless.
但天父不是这样。
But our Heavenly Father is different.
天父是无所不能掌管一切的宇宙万物的主宰。
He is the creator of heaven and universe, and he can do anything.
丈夫生病了。
When a husband, when your husband is sick,
主啊，求你来医治他。
May you cure him.
或者你说主啊，你能够掌管这一切。
And you may say, well, God, you can get hold of anything.
如果你的旨意不是医治他的话。
If your will is not to heal him,
求你除去他不必要这些痛苦吧。
May you remove the suffering that he's going through.
或者你可以像这位主宰这样去讲。
Or maybe you can talk to him like that.
主啊，我不求你来医治他。
God, I don't ask you to heal him.
但是我求你让他在病痛当中有充足的信心。
That I ask you to give him sufficient faith in his sickness.
让他里面的信心更强，可以胜过外在的难处。
So that his faith would grow and to overcome the difficulties outside.
就对神讲嘛。
Then you can say it to God.
你可以祷告说，主啊，你可以使用这个病痛，让他的生命更加的像你。
Or maybe you can say, ask God to use his sickness so that he can be more like you.
如果你没有免除他的病痛的话，
If you're not going to remove his sickness,
让他在病痛当中更深的体会耶稣基督钉十字架走十字架的道路的时候所经历那些份的痛苦。
That he can even experience the suffering that our Lord Jesus has gone through on the road to crucifixion.
让他也尝到耶稣基督当初为我们的罪所付出的那个代价的苦。
That he can understand the payment that our Lord has gone through for our sins.
你可以祷告说，神啊，求我的丈夫在这个病痛当中更加的能够荣耀你的名。
Or maybe you can ask that he can glorify your name in his sickness.
直接求。
Directly ask.
第二个呢，我们要注意说，你在直接求的时候，你要带着感恩的心。
That's not, we need to go with thanksgiving as we ask.
你在祷告的时候，你思想说，在这种情况下，哪些的事情我是要感谢上帝的？
As you're praying, you need to think about what are the things that I can give thanks for.
如果神医治了你的丈夫，
If God heals your husband,
当然我们都知道感谢了。
Of course, we know we should give thanks.
是上帝医治了他。
Because God heals him.
医生只能医他的病。
The doctors can cure his sickness.
给他开药。
Give him medicine.
给他做手术。
To give him an operation.
但真正使人得医治的是上帝。
But yet, the one who truly heals is God Himself.
感谢主，你医治了他。
Give thanks to God that you heal him.
如果神没有医治他，你可以感谢神。
You can also thank Him even if God did not heal him.
神啊，你虽然没有医治他身体的疾病。
God, even though you didn't heal his physical illness.
但是你已经给他一个永远的生命。
But you have given him that eternal life.
这是身体的死亡是不能阻断的。
Because it's something that cannot be taken away by physical illness.
我要感谢你。
I want to give you thanks.
这个永远的生命不是任何人、任何事能够夺走的。
And not any man or anything can take away that eternal life.
虽然你让他经过这场的生病之后离开世界，但是我要感谢你。
Even though his life would be on earth would be over, but I want to give you thanks.
那有些人说，哎，那我丈夫还没有信主呢，怎么办？
And then somebody may say, well, but my husband has not received the Lord yet.
在这种情况下我们怎么感谢神？
How do we give thanks in that situation?
我们还是可以感谢神。
We still can give thanks.
神啊，我以前好像觉得时间还有很多。
In the past, I may feel that I have a lot of time.
传福音的事情先不用着急。
I don't have to rush to kind of evangelize.
先不要让他被刺激到。
So that I don't kind of get him on his nerves.
但是当这个疾病摆在你面前的时候，
But yet when this illness is in front of us,
你发觉人的时间真的是有限的。
You realize that time is limited for men.
你要抓紧每一次机会，要让这个福音让他听清楚。
You want to grasp every opportunity so they can.
你的祷告就变得更加的迫切。
So that your prayer will be more earnest.
你不仅自己要去祷告这件事情，
Not only you will be praying.
你要邀请弟兄姐妹跟你一起为你的丈夫祷告。
You want to ask brothers and sisters to pray with you.
能够让他快快的能够听清楚这个福音。
So that he can quickly hear the gospel clearly.
求这个满有怜悯的上帝快快的向他施怜悯。
So that this merciful God will give mercy to him quickly.
让他能够早日的蒙受这个最大的恩典。
So that he can receive this greatest grace soon.
就是信耶稣得永生。
So that he can believe in Jesus and receive eternal life.
上个星期我们参加一个团契的聚会。
Last week we attended a fellowship.
一个姊妹拄着拐杖来参加聚会。
A sister came attending with a cane.
她没有那么年老。
She's not that old.
所以我们看我们就说，哎，怎么她拄上拐杖了？
How come you are walking with a cane?
原来她是前两天刚刚摔了一跤。
Actually, what happened was she fell 2 days ago.
就在家里的这个车库啊，楼梯的时候不小心摔倒了。
Well, she was not careful, and then she fell on the steps of the garage.
这个阿姨是拄着拐杖来到上帝，来到团契当中来为主来做见证的。
So this sister came and bear testimony to a fellowship.
她说感谢主，让我骨头没有摔断。
She gave thanks that God helped me and didn't break any bones.
星期明天她就要回大陆了。
The next day she's going to go back to China.
感谢主，她拄着拐杖还可以上飞机，可以回家。
With a cane, she can still get on the plane and go back.
第一个，我们要直求。
First, we need to directly request.
第二个，要带着感恩的心去求。
Second, we need to get request with thanksgiving.
你看，再读这句话。
We read again.
应当一无挂虑。
Do not be anxious about anything.
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
But in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving.
祷告、祈求和感谢，这三个词不是并列的。
All these three words, prayer, petitions, and thanksgiving are not independent.
祷告和祈求是并列的。
Prayer and petition are going together.
感恩是另外的。
And then thanksgiving is separate.
他是在讲说，当我们在祷告、祈求的时候，是带着感恩的心。
That means when we do prayer and petition, we need to bring along with thanksgiving.
为什么会感恩呢？
Why should we give thanksgiving?
为什么会在各样的难处本来应该使人忧虑的情况下可以感恩呢？
How do we have be thanksgiving when we have situations that cause anxiety?
感恩的心反映我们的信心。
The thanksgiving reflects our faith.
你相信神是你的天父。
You believe that God is your heavenly father.
你就可以在这许多的难处当中感谢神。
Then you can give thanksgiving in all kinds of difficulties.
因为他爱我嘛。
Because he loves us.
因为他让我经过这些事情是为我好处嘛。
Because he's trying to benefit us as we go through difficulties.
因为我知道神使万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处嘛。
Because God is trying to benefit the one people who love him in all kinds of difficulties.
哪怕经历极大的患难。
Even though we have encountered great suffering.
我们也知道神在这个患难当中在做奇妙的工作。
We know that God is doing miraculous work in our sufferings.
让我们更加像主。
So that we can be more like Him.
让我们的生命更加荣耀神。
We can be more glorify Him.
让我们跟神的关系更加的亲近。当然我们要感谢神。
So that we can have a closer relationship with Him. So that's why we need to give thanks.
怎么才能够得到属天的平安？
How do we have heavenly peace?
直求。
Directly request.
带着感恩的心。
With thanksgiving.
第三个，要祷告。
Third, we need to pray.
应当一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God.
大家注意到没有？这一句话里面用了四个动词。
There are four verbs in the sentence.
祷告
，pray，
祈求
，petition，
感谢
，thanksgiving，
告诉神
，present your request.
四个词讲的都是一件事情。
All four things is really about one thing.
就是你来到神的面前跟神讲话。
It's really to talk to God in front of God.
把你的事情带到神的面前对他去讲。
Bring your things in front of God and talk to Him.
直接去讲。
Directly talk about it.
带着信心去讲。
With faith.
知道神是能听见的。
Because you believe that God can hear you.
知道神听见之后他会照着他的恩典来回应的。
Knowing that God will respond after He hears.
你说祷告的时候可不可以去做计划呀？
And then can you plan as we are praying?
我很多的忧虑是跟将来的事情有关系的。
Because a lot of my worries about future things.
儿女长大了要读书。
When the children grow up, they have to study.
这个中学毕业去读哪个大学。
As they graduate from high school, they have to go to which college?
大学毕业以后找什么样的工作。
What kind of work are they going to get after graduating from college?
工作到一定时候该结婚了。
And then they need to get married after a while, after working a while.
结婚好几年怎么还不要孩子呢？
And how come they still don't have kids after marrying for a few years?
当我们想起将来的事情，我们可不可以做一些计划呢？
Can we plan when we think about these future things?
当然可以。
Of course we can.
计划归计划。
But planning is planning.
但是计划不能让我们一无挂虑啊。
But planning is not going to remove all anxiety.
你计划的再周全，你也有想不到的地方啊。
Even though you plan very carefully, you're going to have things that you would miss.
常常计划没有变化快。
But a lot of times we plan will not react as fast as the changes come upon us.
你真正到那个时候所经历的事情都不是你能计划出来的。
Sometimes when you encounter things, they're not what you plan for.
所以我们尽我们的能力，计划归计划。
So we try our best, we plan.
但是不要寄希望你的计划可以让你一无挂虑的。
But don't be expecting that all your plans are going to remove all your anxiety.
那你说我心中有压力，我可不可以减压呀？
I have pressure inside us. Can I some ways reduce that pressure?
去看看电影。
Let's watch a movie.
去逛逛商店。
To shop.
去跟朋友聊聊天。
And to chat with friends.
这些都可以。
So all these things you can do.
但是你发觉这个种转移注意力的方式，只是暂时的缓解一下你的心情。
But you find that all these things are just temporarily, kind of change your focus.
并不能真正的把你心中的那个挂虑给拿走啊。
It cannot truly remove all the worries inside you.
那睡觉的时候，睡得很香。
We sleep very soundly.
但你一觉醒来的时候，哦，那些挂虑又回来的。
But then the moment you wake up, all those worries come back.
当你面对将来的、现在的这些事情的时候，你心中还会有那样的担忧在里面。
As you face all the things today and tomorrow, you still have those worries inside.
遇到不平安的时候，可以深呼吸。
You can have deep breaths when you encounter things.
可以出去走走步，运动一下。
You can go exercise.
这些都有帮助。
All those things would help.
但是我们今天看到的这段经文是从根上来解决我们的问题。
But all the passages we read today is really about how to solve those problems at its root.
当你照着神的吩咐去祷告的时候，
As you follow God's command to pray,
当你把这些事情就对神去讲的时候，
As you talk about these things to God,
很奇妙的事情就会发生在我们的身上。
Miraculous things would happen in us.
很多的弟兄姐妹他心中的这种忧虑担心是从过去的事情一直持续到现在造成的。
A lot of things that we worry about really started in the past and then persist to the current.
我们昨天有一些弟兄姐妹在一起分享。
Yesterday we were some brothers and sisters gathering to share.
有姊妹说我怕狗。
Some sisters said she's afraid of dogs.
有人说我怕猫。
Some sisters they said afraid of cats.
因为小的时候被狗和猫这个吓过。
Because when they were little, they were scared by dogs or cats.
因为小的时候这种经历呢，深深的影响着我们到现在，我们还怕猫怕狗。
So that because of that childhood experience, it's kind of affected us till now. We're still afraid of these animals.
有人怕做父母。
Some people are afraid to be parents.
因为从小有一些不好的经历。
Because they have some bad experience when they were young.
或者看到父母之间常常的争吵，家庭当中没有这个和平的。
Maybe they have seen the parents always fighting and there is no peace at home.
有些人觉得这个我们现在儿女的问题是因为我们当初没有做好父母造成的。
And sometimes we feel that the problems of the children is because we were not good parents.
我们没做好父母是因为我们在我们父母身上没有看到好的榜样。
And we were not good parents because we didn't learn good examples from our parents.
我们也不懂得怎么好好的去做父母。
We don't know how to be good parents.
祷告。
As we pray.
如果有机会能够跟弟兄姐妹敞开这样的分享，蛮好的。
It would be good if we have the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters.
在你这个讲述的过程当中，
As you are illustrating,
当你回忆在这个过程当中，神怎么帮助你除去这些的惧怕、担心的过程当中
，As you remembering how God removes your fears,
当你带着感恩的心来数算神在我们过去的惧怕和现在的平安之间这种的奇妙的工作的过程当中
，As you recount with thanksgiving how God has changed from fear to peace,
我们可以见到、见证到神的大能
，We can testify for God's power.
让我们心灵得到医治，得到那个出人意外的平安。
So that our hearts will be healed and experience that peace that transcends all understanding.
但即使是你没有机会跟别人去讲，
even though you may not have opportunity to share with others,
你可以把这些事情带到上帝的面前去讲。
You can bring these things in front of God and talk about them.
你有没有发觉神让我们去做的第一件事情，让我们得到平安做的第一件事情？
What is the first thing that after we experience God's peace?
神做的第一件事情是倾听。
God's first thing that He did was to listen.
鼓励我们带他的到他的面前来讲话。
To encourage us to come before Him to talk.
来祷告。
To pray.
心中想要的跟他讲。
Whatever we want in our hearts, we talk.
他先做一个倾听者。
He first is a listener.
不是说神希望我们来报告一下。
It's not that God wants a report.
他才知道我们经历了什么。
Then he can know what happened to us.
才知道我们将来心中的这个遇到的担忧是什么。
Then he can know what our worries are.
不是说我们不讲，他就不知道我们现在的处境是怎样。
It's not that if we don't talk to him, that he won't know what our situation is.
他都知道。
He knows it all.
但是他邀请我们来到他面前先来讲。
but he invites us to first come to him to talk, to pray.
我们都寄希望别人能够了解我的过去。
We always hope that others can understand our past.
别人都能够接纳我们过往这些的不完美的经历。
We can all expect people to accept our imperfections.
了解今天这些的经历在我们现在的生命当中造成的那个伤害和影响。
To understand how the past has affected our current situation.
希望别人能够完全的接纳我们这个人。
So that people can fully accept us.
弟兄姐妹知道吗？ 神就在等候我们做这件事情。
Do you know that God is waiting for us to do that?
神在邀请我们把我们心中的这些事情对他去讲述。
God invites us to tell him about these things.
神学家奥古斯丁写了一本很有名的著作。
Augustine, the theologian, wrote this very famous writing.
就叫忏悔录。
It's about repentance.
厚厚的一本书。
A very thick book.
实际上就是他跟神的一个祷告。
It's actually a prayer that he has.
但这个祷告很详细。
But it's a very detailed prayer.
他把人生分成好几个阶段。
He divided his life into several stages.
从他能够记得起来小的时候所发生的事情开始。
Starting from when he was very young that he can remember.
他犯的罪。
The sins he committed.
别人向他犯的罪。
The sins that other people committed against him.
所有的经历就写到这本忏悔录当中。
All those experiences he wrote down in this book.
就是按照 腓立比书4章6节所邀请的我们去做的这件事情。
It's like according to Philippians 4:6, what God invited us to do.
4个动词讲述同一件事情。
Four verbs talk about one thing.
就是你要想经历平安吗？
Do you want to experience peace?
来到神的面前来祷告。
Pray in front of God.
把你心中一切的这些的挂虑担忧都借着祷告卸在神的面前。
All the words that you have, you will shed in front of God through prayers.
当我们这样做的时候,
when we do that,
带来的结果是什么呢?
What is the result?
啊, 这是这个另外一个翻译, 刚才我们读的英文翻译是NIV的翻译, 这个是另外一个NLT的翻译。
So this is a different translation from NLT.
啊, 直接翻译过来, 这种翻译本讲就是说, 你不要为任何的事情担忧了。
It's a do not worry about anything.
你就为这些事情祷告吧。
Just instead pray about everything.
当我们这样去做的时候,
when we do that,
带来的结果是什么?
What is the result?
这就是神所应许的。
This is what God has promised.
会把那个出人意外的平安加给我们。
It's to give us that peace that transcends all understanding.
神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ.
他讲说, 神所赐的,
First is what God gives.
是神给我们的,
is what gives us.
不是我们靠着运动啊, 不是靠着我们聊天啊, 不是靠着我们购物啊, 能够得到的。
It's not something that we can get through shopping or just talking to other people.
平安是神赐给我们的。
Peace is what God gives us.
平安是有一个源头的。
There is a source for peace.
你必须有这个源头才能够经历这个水的供应。
Only when you have that source can you receive that water that comes from that source.
平安是圣灵所结的果子之一。
Peace is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
你必须有这棵树, 你才能够尝到这个好果子。
Only when you have that tree can you have that fruit.
耶稣基督降生到世上的时候, 平安就临到世上。
When Jesus was born on earth, then peace would descend on earth.
因为平安之主来到地上。
Because the Prince of Peace had come to this earth.
耶稣复活以后, 进到那个, 门窗关得严严的那个房子里面。
After Jesus was resurrected, Jesus entered into this room that was closed off.
复活的耶稣向门徒显现讲的第一句话就是, 愿你们平安。
The first sentence that the resurrected Jesus said to his disciples was, Peace to you.
因为他是那个平安的源头。
Because he is the source of peace.
保罗, 效法耶稣的样式, 每次写信给教会给别人的时候,
Every time when Paul writes to the different churches,
常常讲说, 愿赐平安的神与你们同在。
He often say, May the peace of God be with you.
愿恩惠怜悯平安, 从父神那里赐给你们。
May all the peace and grace of God be with you.
有了神, 就有了这一种属天的平安。
When we have God, we have this heavenly peace.
帖撒罗尼迦后书3章16节说, 愿赐平安的主随时随事亲自给你们平安, 愿主常与你们众人同在。
2 Thessalonians 3:16, Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and every day. The Lord be with you, all of you.
这次我们来一起来读啊，这是罗马书十五章十三节的经文。
We read together Romans 15:13.
这次我们来读英文好不好？
我们we'll read English.
一起来读英文。May the
God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And all joy
是各种各样的平安。
All kinds of joy
各种各样的处境当中的平安。
All kinds of circumstances joy
无论是身体的问题。
Doesn't matter whether it's physical body
无论是生老病死的问题。
Maybe birth and sickness and death
无论是关系的问题。
Or relationships
无论是这个孩子的问题。
Children problems
老人的问题。
Senior problems
各种各样我们人生经历的各种的处境。
All kinds of circumstances that we encounter in life.
这位神可以把诸般的喜乐平安丰充满在我们的心中。
This God can fill us with all joy and peace.
不仅是诸般的平安，而且是丰盛的平安。
It's also abundant joy.
这是在耶利米书三十三章第六节的经文。
It's Book of Jeremiah 33:6.
我们一起来读中文。
We read Chinese.
看哪，
我
要使
这
城
得以痊愈
安舒。
使城中的人得医治，又将丰盛的
平
安和诚实显明与他们。
不仅是丰盛的平安，而且是长久的平安。
Not only abundant peace, but also peace that's ever long lasting.
耶利米书十四章十三节，我们一起来读。
We read 14:13 of Jeremiah.
我就说，哎，主耶和华，那些先知常对他们说，你们必不看见刀剑。也不遭遇饥荒，耶和华
要
在
这
地
方
赐你们
长久
的
平
安。那在我们今天读的这段经文当中，是讲到出人意外的平安。
The passage we read today is about peace that surpasses all understanding.
这诸多的平安，长久的平安，丰盛的平安，都是一个源头从神那里赐给我们的。
All the lasting peace and abundant peace.And all joy and peace is really from that source of peace.
什么叫出人意外的平安？
What does it mean to have peace that transcends all understanding?
就是我们的思想不一定马上能够领会理解的平安。
Because it's something of peace that we may not immediately recognize with our thoughts.
超过我们的理性，超过我们的思想的一种的平安。
It's a peace that transcends our understanding and thoughts.
平安从某种意义上来讲是一种的感受。
Peace, in a sense, is really how we feel.
人的感受常常是比思想来得快的。
A lot of times our feeling goes before our thoughts.
你要明白一件事情，你要花时间去琢磨、去思想，才能够明白。
To truly understand something, you need to spend time to really think about it, to understand it.
感受你马上就能够感受得到。
But feeling is immediate.
这里讲说，在我们思想还没有跟上的时候，我们还不一定能够理会、理解怎么发生这样的事情的时候，我们就已经经历到了这一种的平安。
This is talking about sometimes when our thoughts have not quite caught up yet, we would have that peace already, a feeling.
这种平安能够保守我们的心怀意念。
This peace can keep us.
这个保守是一个战争里面的用词。
This keeping is really a word about in some kind of struggle.
换句话说，这个保守的意思就好像那个战士手中拿的那个盾牌。
So this guarding or keeping is really like this shield in a soldier's hands.
敌人还在向我们射箭呢。
The enemy has been shooting arrows at us.
但是我们有一个盾牌可以把这个箭都挡回去。
But we have this shield that can block all these arrows.
我们生活在一个充满不平安的世界当中。
We live in a world that has no peace.
各种思想啊、环境啊、问题会冲击我们。
All the different kinds of thoughts and circumstances will be kind of coming at us.
但是当着我们照着神的方式去祷告的时候呢，
But when we pray according to God's methods,
我们心外就有一个盾牌了。
We have this shield in front of us.
可以把一切这些的造成混乱、造成忧虑、造成惧怕这些意念都挡在外面。
All these thoughts that can cause chaos and worries we blocked outside.
这个当初里根做总统的时候，他开始了一个叫星球大战计划。
And when Reagan was president, he started this program to have this protection in space.
这个计划呢，实际上是一个战略防御计划。
Really, it's really about a plan of how to protect us against incoming missiles.
它的设计就是说，我们制造一些的高科技的武器、激光武器啊，什么这些东西。
So actually he's having some high-tech weapons being designed with lasers and so on.
当敌人的导弹一出来,
when the missiles from the enemies come,
我们就用这个防御系统呢把它们提前消灭掉。
So this defense systems would then destroy those incoming missiles.
还没有升到大气层上面了。
Before it go into the ionosphere,
这些导弹、这些核弹就被击碎了。
And then all these missiles will be destroyed.
这就是这句话告诉我们的意思。So
this is what this sentence is talking about.
还会有这个导弹攻过来的。There
will still be missiles coming.
但是我们有一个保护、保守在我们的心的外面。
But we have this shield and protection in front of us.
不管敌人怎么攻击我们,
doesn't matter how the enemies attack us.
那个火箭怎么的厉害,
how important, how potent the missiles are.
如果我们躲在耶稣基督里面,
but if we are in Jesus,
记着祷告, 住在耶稣基督的里面,
through prayers, we're living in Him.
把我们心中这一切的难处, 重担都卸给神,
all the difficulties we lay in front of Him.
我们心门外就有这样一个战略的防御系统了。
Then we have this defense system right outside our hearts.
我们就不怕敌人来攻击我们。
Then we are not afraid of attacks from the enemies.
这是神给我们的应许。
This is the promise from God.
我们当做的就是一件事。
We need to do one thing.
去祷告。
To pray.
将你所要的告诉神。
To tell Him what we need.
其余的事情是神做的。
Other things are going to be done by God.
神会赐平安。
God will give us peace.
神的平安会保守我们。
God's peace will keep us.
神的保守会在我们的心门外把仇敌一切的攻击搅扰都抵挡在外。All
the attacks from the enemy will block outside of our hearts.
这样我们就经历那种出人意外的没有办法解释的清楚的那一种的平安。Then
we will experience that peace that transcends all understanding and explanations.
这是保罗告诉我们如何得到神的平安的方法。
This is what Paul tells us how to have God's peace.
那接下来呢, 这是我这一次读这段经文的一个新的领受。
And now this is a new understanding that I have as I read this passage.
其实这个道理呢, 并不是新的道理, 早就在那里。
Actually, it's not a new message, but it's always been there.
但从前读这一段经文的时候, 读到第七节就停在那里。
A lot of times we will kind of stop there at verse 7.
前面讲说我们应当一无挂虑。
In the beginning, you talk about do not be anxious about anything. And then we receive this peace that transcends all understanding. But this time, when I read verse 8 and 9, I find that there is this additional layer of meaning. Here is talking about, in the beginning, about the peace that God gives. And then the next two verses talk about the God that gives peace. Not only can we get that peace from God, we can also experience the source of peace, God, to be with us. This is what verses 8 and 9 tell us.
第八节说什么? 我们一起来读,
Let's read together in Chinese.
弟兄们,我还有未尽的话,凡是真实的,可敬的,公义的,清洁的,可爱的,有美名的,若有什么德行,若有什么称赞,这些事你们都要思念。第九节我们用英文来一起来读。
We're going to read verse 9 in English.
Whatever you have learned,
received, or heard from me, or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you.
看到没有? 在第九节后面告诉我们说, 这位赐平安的神就与我们同在了。
Verse 9 says, the God of peace will be with you.
怎么能够让赐平安的神与我们同在呢?
How can we have this God of peace be with us?
两件事情。
Two things.
第八节告诉我们说应该想什么?
And verse 8 talk about what we should think about.
你要思想什么事情?
What should you think about?
不要想那些乱七八糟的。
Don't think about the chaos.
不要去好奇去看那些恐怖剧。
Don't be just look at all these horror movies.
要想什么呢?
What should you think about?
要让你的头脑当充满什么样的事情呢?
What should be filling your head?
要想那些真实的。
What is true?
可敬的。
What is noble?
公义的。
What is right?
清洁的,
what is pure?
可爱的,
what is lovely?
有美名的,
what is admirable?
有什么是德行,
Anything is excellent.
有什么是称赞的,
or praiseworthy.
这些事情要放在我们的头脑当中去思想。
All these we should put into our heads to think about them.
我们头脑像一个器皿。
We like a vessel in our heads.
不要让那些乱七八糟的东西进到里面来。
Don't let chaotic things go into it.
要把这些好的真实的可敬的东西装在里面。
Whatever is true and noble and right, put it in there.
什么样的人是有福的人?
Who is blessed?
昼夜思想神的话语。
Those who think, meditate God's words day and night.
你把这些形容词放到这个神的身上。
If you use all these adjectives on God,
都是准确的。
All those are correct.
神是真实的。
God is true.
神是可敬的。
God is noble.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
圣父是清洁的。
He is pure.
圣子是可爱的。
And our Son is lovely.
圣灵是有美名的。
And the Holy Spirit is admirable.
神的话里面讲述神的一切的德行。
And in God's name, we talk about all the beautiful things about God.
神的启示当中装满上帝的那个荣耀可称赞的东西。
All the revelations about God, about how glorious He is.
这是我们要做的第一件事情。
This is the first thing we need to do.
你怎么让赐平安的神每一天与你同在？
How do you have the God of peace to be with you every day?
我们怎么能够经历与这位平安的源头常常同在？
How can we be with the source of peace all the time?
要注意我们在想什么？
We should focus on what we think.
我们在听什么？
What should we listen to?
我们在看什么？
What are we watching?
第二件事情是第九节告诉我们。
The second thing is what verse 9 tells us.
不仅你要想对的事情。
Not only you have to think about the correct things.
还要做对的事情。
You need to do the correct things.
第九节我们刚才读了哈, 你们在我身上所学习、所领受、所听见、所看见的, 这些事你们都要去行。
Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice.
保罗告诉腓立比教会的人,
Paul told the Philippian church,
你们是看过我的,
you have seen me.
虽然, 保罗在腓立比待的时间并不长久,
even though he didn't stay there for a long time,
但是他们从保罗身上学到了一些东西,
but they've learned some things from Paul,
看见他如何把这些真理活出来,
how he lived out the truth,
即使保罗离开了去了 这个哥林多去了罗马, 他们也听见保罗所做的事。
Even though Paul has left for Corinth or Rome, they still have heard about him.
所以当这个腓立比教会的人学着保罗的样式去行的时候,
so when the Philippian Christians follow Paul's examples,
一方面他们要想对的事,
they need to think about the right things.
另一方面要效法这些属神的人、敬虔的人的行为方式的时候,
and they need to imitate godly people.
赐平安的神,
and the God of peace will be with you.
一个是神所赐的平安,
so one is what the peace that God gives.
一个是赐平安的神,
the second is the God of peace.
我们要哪个?
Which one should we want?
都要,
we want both.
如果选一个呢, 你要哪个?
If you have to choose one, which one would you pick?
当然要赐平安的神了。
Of course, it's the God of peace.
他是源头嘛。
Because He is the source.
有了平安的源头, 自然就有平安了。
If you have that source of peace, then you will have peace.
那赐平安的神不仅有平安了。
Not only will you have peace when you have the God of peace,
还有喜乐了。
You will have joy.
还有神的一切的品性都在里面了。
And then you have all kinds of God's character.
那我们当然要赐平安的神了。
Of course, we want the God of peace.
哎, 问题就在这里, 这是我这一次读这段经文所在琢磨的事情。
But this is the crux of what I'm thinking about this time.
平安是果子,
peace is the fruit.
神是那棵树,
God is the tree.
有了树就有果子了。
If you have the tree, you have the fruit.
如果在这两者之间选择, 我们当然要选赐平安的神。
Of course, we have to pick between the two. We want the God of peace.
那为什么保罗先讲神所赐的平安, 后讲赐平安的神?
So why did Paul first talk about the peace and then talk about the God of peace?
为什么先教我们怎么先得那个平安呢?
Why did he first teach us how to get that peace?
然后再教我们怎么去思想?
And then talk about how we should think?
怎么去做事?
How do we act?
然后就讲说我们就可以与赐平安的神同在。
And then we can be with the God of peace.
前面先解决人的情感的问题。
First, he resolved the people's feeling problems.
感受的问题。
How they felt.
经历层面的问题。
When they experience.
然后再告诉我们说这种状态怎么能够一直持续下去与神同在。
And then he talked about how do we continue that relationship.
这是神做事让我们经历平安与神同在的这个次序。
And this is the process that God wants us to kind of follow.
读到这里我有一点恍然大悟。
And when I read here, I finally really understand.
如果要我去做这件事情，
If I'm going to do these things,
我会先跟人讲道理。
If I would first talk about, you know, the principles and truth with people,
告诉别人说这个道理应该在哪里。
And then I'll tell people how to kind of what is the principle.
我可能会先告诉别人应该怎样先去做。
And then maybe I'll tell people what they should do.
你想对了，做对了，你的感觉就自然而然就解决了。
If you think right, if you act right, then you're going to feel right.
但是我们的上帝不是这样做。
But our God is not like that.
我们的神是先让我们解决情绪中的问题。
God would want us to resolve our problems and our feelings first.
解决我们经历中的那个难处
to remove the difficulty in our feelings
先把一个保护给我们
first to give us a protection
先让我们平静下来平安下来
so that we'll be calm down
让我们在那个保护平安当中再去改变我们的思想改变我们的行为
and then as we are protected in peace that we will then change our thoughts and our behavior
他没有先告诉我们你应该怎样去想你应该怎样去做
He didn't first tell us how to act, how to think.
他先邀请我们来到他的面前去向他去倾诉。
He first invited us to talk in front of him.
他先要让我们知道说我们是被他完全接纳的。
He wants us to know that we are fully accepted in front of him.
他先保护我们的心不再被进一步的伤害。
He first protects our hearts so that we will not be further harmed.
他先医治我们心里面的问题。
He first healed our problems inside.
伤害
and all the sufferings.
然后再解决我们思想和行为中的问题。
And then he would then deal with the problems in our thoughts and our behavior.
上帝的慈爱真是超过我们所能测度的。
God's love is beyond our understanding.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
要把平安赐给我们。
He wants to give us peace.
而且他要把他自己赐给我们。
And he wants to give us himself.
但愿我们能够顺从神的教导。
May we follow his teachings.
每个人都能够经历到神所赐的这种一无挂虑、凡事平安的这种的福分。
So that all of us will receive the blessing of not having any anxiety in anything.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们谢谢你。
Our God, we thank you.
你是我们的大牧者。
You are our great shepherd.
我们这一群羊在你的面前。
A flock of sheep we are in front of you.
是蒙恩的。
We are blessed.
这个羊，我们这些人常常会迷失的。
We are sheep that often gone astray.
常常不知道怎样去回应环境中的这些的危险，这些的威胁。
Oftentimes we don't know how to react to the dangers and challenges in our environment.
遇到事情的时候，我们会惊慌，我们会失措。
Sometimes we are afraid and we will lose our direction.
你就用你这些宝贵的话语来提醒我们。
You use your precious words to remind us.
告诉我们说我们是可以一无挂虑的。
Tell us that we do not have to be anxious about anything.
只要我们愿意把这些的难处带到你的面前来向你来祷告。
As we bring our difficulties to you in prayers.
当我们做这个动作的时候你就来保护我们。
When we do this, you come and protect us.
你也教导我们如何持续的生活在这样一种的平安与神同在的这种状态当中。
And you also tell us how to be in a situation that we'd be constantly be with the God of peace.
让我们在平安当中，在与平安的主同在当中，结出喜乐、仁爱、和平这些的果子来。
So that we can bear fruits, when we are with this God of peace.
求你来怜悯我们。
May you have mercy on us.
让你这些话语能够来洁净我们的心思意念。
That your words will cleanse our thoughts.
让我们在这些话语里面看到那个出路。
So that we can see an exit through your words.
也经历你信实的应许。
We can experience your faithful promises.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.